The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Jerry Webb.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me, Buck Weatherby.
Hey, hey.
Hey, man. Sometimes things are so nice, you just have to try them twice.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been talking to some friends of ours from Amarillo and talked them into coming down to the Shamrock World headquarters. And in the studio with us, we're going to talk to Joel White. Joel has a new CD coming out, and Joel's an old friend and has been on the radio with us before, and we may rehash some old territory just because it's been a while. And
you're not gonna make me blush, are you?
No, probably not. He's got some really good stuff, and one of my favorite Joel White songs called Where I'm From, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. We're getting our microphone situated and getting everybody in position.
Engineer Jim doing all kind of hand gestures. I followed him about like, halfway through this.
Joel, stand up straight and get your shoulders back.
Yes, sir.
Joel, thanks for coming down from Amarillo.
Well, thanks
for asking
me. And I tell you what, I appreciate the fact that I've got a place to come and play.
Oh, yeah. We love you guys. We're looking forward to hearing more. We've been out to your house for an event or
music
two.
Music at All Dad Ranch.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've moved a little bit from there.
Yeah, we sold that All Dad Ranch, but we're just about a half a mile away, and we're currently building a house, and it will have a beautiful backyard venue that we'll do house concerts once again. We've got all our walls up. We're framing up right now, so we've got all our walls up. And they're going to start on the roof tomorrow, I think.
Oh, man. All right. We're looking forward to this.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Well, thanks, Joel. I really appreciate it.
There's a lot of people we have been on the show, and Gary and I will call them, and they say, oh, I don't think so.
And they just don't know you guys serve great sandwiches.
And a couple that we were like,
they don't serve sandwiches for everybody.
Special guest.
Just a special guest.
No, I think what they're saying, Randy, is they serve steak to some.
Yeah. That was back when Big Vern's was open, so there was a reason. Well, Joel, you had a little time during the past few months to start working on a new project. We want to talk about this and let our listeners know
It's been longer than the past few months. I started February of 21. We completed the project about March of this year. So it was a 13-month project, and I went down to Liberty Hill, which is just north of Austin, about 45 miles, once a month, and I'd spend a week down there. Now, I'm a novice when it comes to recording, and so the whole process was the process of educating me before we could even really do recording, and the producer, engineer, studio, I couldn't ask for a better situation than what I had. I mean, because this guy's done it all, been there, done that. It was a great process.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that as we go along. The name of the CD album, what do they call these? By the way, in the studio with us also Randy Palmer, so he was kind enough. We let you pick on him during his interview, so now it's time.
Remember, I was kind. Just remember, I was kind.
Yeah.
But you
paid. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well, he drove.
So you got to give him his money back.
Okay? Yeah, he drove.
So, Randy, you were kind of blessed, fortunate enough to kind of see this unfold too, I guess. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, how many years has it been since you played that New Year's Eve party?
I probably wrote my first song coming up on 5 years now. We attend a New Year's Eve party every year, have for the last 10 or 12 years. Mutual friends of ours, and they're all musicians, and the deal is you bring your guitar and you bring some material and you play your material, and everybody sits around and listens or joins in, you know, and I usually did a cover. Maybe I'd get one shot. Randy, he'd get to do three or four songs. I'd get one shot, and he was
number seven in the
anyway. It comes around to me, and before I let him skip me, I go, hey, I wrote a song, and everybody looks up like, yeah, Sure you did. Yeah. And I played the song, and it's good. It was a good song. Actually, it's good enough to have made the album. And, well, Randy?
I remember exactly, you know, and because Joel normally had just passed when it got to his turn. And so he said, I got a song. And he sang this song, Blue Water Bar. And it's a great song. And we were like, where have you been hiding these? You know, what, you know, is there more where that came from? Let us hear them and stuff. And it was a great experience, you know, and it was just fun. It's been fun to see him develop as a writer too over the last several years. And he's a serious first class songwriter.
Should we go ahead and jump in?
Well, I'll just play Blue Water Bar since we've already mentioned it.
Hey, let's do that. We'll be back right after this.
Medicine man behind the bar, mixing his magic. Special order for Navajo Joe's life's turns a tragic. Lost his boy in the Afghan war, got no more to give. Up at noon he's drunk before this ain't no way to live. Just off 40 on the other side of Grants, there's a spot in the road you will come on by chance, like a beacon in the night, flashing neon star, an oasis in the desert called the Blue Water Bar. Old Lady Kate, she's got a heart full of pain. Husband up and left her in the November rains. Nobody's left at home, the kids, they never show. Comes in here most every night, no other place to go. Just off 40 on the other side of Grants, there's a spot in the road you will come on by chance, like a beacon in the night, flashing neon star, an oasis in the desert called John Lee, he's got a little ranch up on Mount Taylor Bank, gave him one last chance. Cattle market's doing good, his country's looking great. Brought the whole crew in today just to celebrate. Just off of 40 on the other side of Grants, there's a spot in the road will come on by chance, like a beacon in the night, flashing neon star, an oasis in the desert called the Blue Water Bar. If you ever find yourself headed well west, got a little time to kill and you need a little rest, you gotta look for it real hard, the place it's kind of hid. Stop in for a drink, you'll be glad you did. Just off of 40 on the other side of Grants, there's a spot in the road you will come on by chance, like a beacon in the night, flashing neon star, an oasis in the desert called Blue. Blue Water Bar.
Wow.
Great song. Great song.
Hey, the program's Lyrics and Legends. If you just tuned in, maybe a little late, that was Joel White, Blue Water Bar. Give me a little background on the song. Is that just one of those pipe dream songs?
No, it actually wasn't. I used to buy feeder cattle, and I spent a lot of time in western New Mexico buying feeder cattle. In the fall, mostly, and I would, late summer, I'd go out there, and I'd start looking at cattle on ranches, and actually spend a lot of time in Grants, New Mexico, which is the bottom of Mount Taylor. Anyway, maybe 10 or 12 miles west of Grants, New Mexico, there was this bar out in the middle, literally out in the middle of nowhere, and I often wondered who goes. And I actually never went to that bar, but 25 years, I went to other bars. I just didn't go to that bar. It was too far out of town. I was too tired. But anyway, goodness, this was late 80s. Yeah, this would have been the late 80s. And so I turned to songwriting about 2016, 2017. And I think, well, what am I think I'm going to write a song. And the bar seemed like a good thing to write about. And all the people I populated with my imagination.
Okay.
But
was that the actual name of the bar?
It was called Blue Water Bar. There's actually a lake outside of Grants called Blue Water, and it was somewhat close to that. But it, you know, that part of the country just is remote, and it was literally in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot
of New Mexico in the middle of nowhere.
New Mexico's pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Especially the desert.
A lot of fun, though. That's a great, great story and good stuff. The CD's called Where I'm From. And hopefully by the time we get to the end of this interview, we're going to find out where you are from. Because, you know, you give this intro in here and it talks about the CD's can tell you more about me and where I'm from in 45 minutes than I could in a day is a quote off the CD. But Buck and I have been listening, and we still ain't sure where you're from. But hopefully by the time we're done.
Where the heck are you from, Joel?
I are from Amarillo, Texas.
You are?
I are.
Now, did you grow up in Amarillo?
I was born and raised there, and I spent most all of my life except a year, odd year here and there. I've lived in Amarillo.
But you weren't really into the music deal as far as playing?
I grew up in music. My dad's is a great singer, and my grandfather actually was a musician in the big band era and played for the Dorsey Band. And
Tommy Dorsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So rare.
Yeah, and
he was a trumpet player
and could play any instrument that you could blow into, and he could play the piano pretty darn good. Anyway, my parents forced me to take piano lessons. Now, I love music. I absolutely love music. Have all my life. Music moves me from deep inside. It's a visceral thing for me. But I rebelled against having to practice that darn piano. And then you get to high school, and we're all about the same age. And, you know, what do you do when you're in high school and you won't get girls? You learn to play the guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And so I learned to play the guitar, and probably the first concert I ever did was for my high school. Me and my cousin and a couple other of us, we did a concert there. But during the meantime, I kind of picked around. I had never written a song. Then raised a family and got rid of my kids and started enjoying grandkids. And I thought, well, you know, I think I'm going to try to write, because I didn't particularly sing anyone else's songs very well. I thought, well, maybe if I wrote one, I could sing that one good.
There you go.
And so that's what I did.
So growing up earlier when you were playing the guitar, what music were you doing then?
You know, early on, of course, this would be about 72, 73. Actually, the first song I ever performed was in ninth grade, and it was The Sound of Silence.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. And then from there, you know, I was a huge fan of Neil Young, Stephen yes. Stills, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, of course.
Yes.
And graduated from that, and then Guy Clark hit the scene. Man, stick me with a fork, I'm done. I'm a huge fan. And,
yes.
And that's what I listen to. I listen to Texas country music, and then graduated to the good country music. King George.
Oh yeah.
Jones.
King Jones.
Yeah, we kind of have the same track. I listen to a lot of Guy Clark stuff, and of course Jerry Jeff Walker did a lot of
absolutely.
Stuff. Jerry Jeff wrote a lot of great stuff, great songs, and so that's kind of the stuff I cut my teeth on.
Well,
so.
Jerry Jeff cut L.A. Freeway.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my first introduction to Guy Clark.
Yeah. So, I remember we were hanging out one time, and I said, that's Jerry Jeff Walker. And my buddy Johnny, he's like, that's Guy Clark.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're right. It's like, that's Guy Clark. But Jerry Jeff did.
He did a lot of Guy Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. They were compadres, I guess, a little bit for a while. It seemed like they were. Anyway.
Yeah, I think so. Well, hey, we're enjoying visiting here a little bit on your new project, Where I'm From. Joel White in the studio with us. Randy Palmer's also in here. And we get Randy just an opportunity every now and then just to throw a jab at you or talk a little bit about you. And
I'm pretty tusky.
That was pretty special, though, when Joel sang that song in that group, because it was just like watching something of magic happen.
Yeah.
And that whole room was, you could have dropped a pin. And then this big eruption afterwards of like, where did that come from? Now
that's awesome.
You got to do more.
So you kind of got started on, is this your first?
That is my first album. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So. Well, actually I did do a little EP of cover songs.
Okay.
Prior to this. And that was part of the process. I just, I was throwing down some cover songs, and I said, well, let's do some cover songs. And so I did 5 cover songs, kind of moved into this from there.
Now, is this CD out now, or is it coming out?
Well, it's not officially released, and I don't have an official release date, but that will happen pretty quickly. I've got a promoter and a publicist that's sending these to stations all over the United States, and actually it just went out, got a few plays here this last week.
Good.
And hopefully we'll get some more. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're looking for some good reviews. I'm familiar with some of your stuff, not all of it, but just from getting to listen to you in the past. One of my favorite songs, there's a couple of them on here that really stick out, but Littlefield, talk about that song a little bit.
Littlefield, Texas. My grandfather was a Wisconsin dairy farmer, and this was at the turn of the century, 1900 century, not 2000. And the doctor told him, you're going to die a young man if you don't move to a drier climate. So what does he do? He ups and packs his family and goes to Littlefield, Texas. He goes to a drier climate. Anyway, my grandfather was a stubborn man. The story of Littlefield, Texas, as written, is 100% true. It was told to me by my grandfather, and the story actually happened, I'm not sure about the date, 1924, but very close to that date. And my grandfather was a senior in high school and had gone to college. Anyway, my great-grandfather was nearly run out of town for harboring a black couple that was broke down in a blizzard, and the Littlefield was just not going to have that.
Wow.
But he just kind of, the old stubborn guy he was, he just kind of said, well, y'all can go to hell. This is what I'm doing. And my grandfather, that was the strongest word I ever heard, and I only heard him say it when he told me that story. And he said it because that's what his father said.
Okay, hey, we're going to listen to Littlefield, Texas off Joel White's CD, Where I'm From. Love this song. I want y'all to listen to it, and we'll be back right after this.
Littlefield, Texas, winter of 24. Me and Ma had a cafe and a little country store. Cotton farm failed, we moved into town. Built this family business, finances sound. Boys made us proud, growing strong and tall. The oldest went to college back in the fall. Reputation's golden, dealings always fair.
treated all with respect, travelers with care. It's getting late, cold front's blowing in, couple knocking at my door with black skin. Car broke down on the side of the road, they asked to come in, they were hungry and cold. No place to stay, long way from home, respect for all men, as a child I was shown. Gave them some food in our spare room out back, thanked us for our help taking up the slack. Small town West Texas, different day and time, no colors allowed was the writing on the sign. It's hard to understand today such bigotry, hatred in their eyes, red and black is all they see. Mob came to my door, if we don't turn our backs, we're not welcome anymore. Tried to put us out and throw me in jail. Well, this couple's going nowhere, but y'all go to hell. Woke up next morning, black paint on my door. No one came to eat at our cafe anymore. Boys fought after school nearly every day. They won't run us off, we're here to stay. Small town West Texas, different day and time, no colors allowed was the writing on the sign. Hard to understand today such bigotry, the hatred in their eyes, red and black all they see. Small town West Texas, different day and time, no colors allowed, don't you draw outside the lines. Hard to understand today such bigotry, hatred in their eyes, when black is all they see. In their lives is all they see.
All right, the song we just listened to is Littlefield, Texas, from Joel White's new CD, Where I'm From. Buck, wow.
Oh, man.
I love that song, but Joel, then to hear the...
Joel, earlier you talked about what an experience it was to you putting this record together and whatnot and listening to that. Oh, man. I can see where it was a life-changing experience for you.
Well, you know, it was, and the musicians that played on this album are just phenomenal, and they served the song and they served the lyrics, and the guitar solo was completely out of left field, not anything that I had envisioned, but it fit the song. It was angry, you know, it makes you angry sometimes. And,
yeah,
and he did it, and so that's how we built that song.
So did they say, hey, what do you think about this, or did they
Yeah, they sent it and said, man, I don't think you're gonna like this, but this is what I felt. And when I heard it, and then my producer said, listen to it. And he doesn't give you any indication of what he's thinking. He wants your gut, visceral reaction to it.
Right.
And I said, that was completely unexpected, and do not change a thing. Wow. We're going to keep that solo from start to finish just like it is. And he said, good.
That's a heck of a story.
Buck, these things are always fun, and it's been a little bit since we've got to visit with these two guys.
What was it, a year ago these guys were in, or two?
Not sure. Maybe it wasn't 20. Yeah, not sure. Yeah. It wasn't 2020 kind of. Yeah.
Now, the CD, you know, this fits under the category of a pandemic CD?
I guess so. You know, I was planning on doing a CD, and Randy said, you got to do it with Merle Brigante. You just got to do it with him. And so I called Merle up. He said, sure. He said, but I'm kind of locked down. And he said, if you'll come and you know, test periodically, and we'll wear a mask if we need to. It's just going to be me and you. I said, great, let's do this. And that's what we did.
That could have added a lot of authenticity to it, just two guys that on the same track there.
It really did. And you know, Merle has his own ideas, and it's very seldom that you go, no, that's not going to work for me. It's very seldom. Now, you might do it once in a while. I've done it. But most of the time, it's different. But he listens to you, and you play the song, and he records you playing the song, just your voice and a guitar. And he says, what do you hear? What are you thinking? What do you hear? Oh, I like pedal steel. I like a lot. And if you listen to this album, you know that I like pedal steel.
Yeah.
I hear this and I hear that. And he goes, okay. And so he'll send it off, and he'll, you know, to his guys, his wrecking crew, and they'll send it back, and then he'll piece it together. He talks about building a song for an album as if you're painting a picture, and the song is the canvas, and then the musicians and what they play is the color, the acrylic or whatever it is, the palette. And then you start with broad strokes, but then you get down, and then it's the little strokes, and that's the picture he paints. And he considers, and he is, he's an artist. He considers himself an artist, and he is an artist.
I'll talk about his background. We talked a little bit about him on Randy's interview, but some of our listeners may not have been familiar with that. So talk a little bit about Merle's background.
Well, in the 60s, I guess probably 64, 5, 6, somewhere along in there, he was in a band called the Sunshine Company in California. They were straight folkies, folk music. He was a drummer. And they had one big hit. I don't recall what it is. Do you, Randy? But then he moved from there to
Loggins and Messina.
Yeah, Loggins and Messina, moved to Loggins and Messina. And he was in the middle of that Laurel Canyon kind of thing that was happening in L.A. And all these great musicians, Jackson Brown, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Joni Mitchell, all of those musicians were
Greg
in
Allman
this. And he was in the middle of all of that. Anyway, he moved on to Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and he's played for lots of other bands. He became a producer, an engineer first, and then a producer. And he's done everything from a road manager to playing the drums in 60,000 seat stadiums, you know. And now he has this little beautiful studio with all of these contacts that he's made over the years that are great musicians, and they're all on this album.
Yeah.
You know, wow. The only one that I didn't get on the album and I couldn't find a place to put a banjo was John McEwen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to do another album, and I will write a song
just
for a banjo because I'm going to have John McEwen play on my
that'd
album.
That'd be a feather in the cap, wouldn't it, Buck?
Oh yeah.
You're at the studio, and the phone will ring, and Merle will say, let me take this, and it'll be John McEwen, or it'll be Kenny Loggins. And they're just calling to shoot the breeze, you know.
Oh, wow.
And you're just, and he always puts them on speaker and says, say hi to Randy, or say hi to Joe. and you're like, oh, I can't talk.
And what most people don't know, unless they've met Merle, he's a world-class breeze shooter.
Yeah.
He can talk for hours.
Yeah.
And you know, very knowledgeable. but he's a great guy, and I love him dearly, and what he did for me is above and beyond anybody's expectations for a first album.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen in depth. I tried to get enough so I felt like I knew what I was talking about when we came in here, but some of the instrumental parts on this
thing are fine job.
Just really good. Yeah, I was like, Randy, you got to come in here and bail me out because I don't know. I'm not prepared. But
what, you know, we played a couple of songs. You did a little picking and grinning on one, standing there doing a great job. We played a cut off of the album. Do you have a favorite on the album?
It depends on what day it is.
Thursday?
Wednesday.
Okay.
I mean, it changes depending on my mood. And the album, the songs are pretty eclectic. You know, there's some fairly country western songs in there, and there's some seriously folky songs. You know, right. I would say that my favorite song on the album is a very, very personal song, and that's Hannah's Choice.
Why don't we do that?
I can do Hannah's Choice.
Hey, were you going to make some profound comment, Randy?
We were talking about Merle. I started saying that one of the best things about Merle, too, is he works on a project basis. He doesn't work on an hourly basis. and as the stories that you hear and stuff, there's no way in the world you could afford
to do a
record with Merle if it was an hourly basis.
Absolutely. And he puts more time in those songs. He's probably getting about 25 cents an hour.
There you go.
The time that he's doing that. But the one thing that we were able to give Merle was a connection to the world, to another person other than his wife. Because, you know, during the pandemic, he was just not going to get out.
Right.
But we did that.
Hey, we're going to listen to Hannah's Choice, and we'll be back with more right after this.
High school in a small town. Her and a boy mess around. She cries to mama 'cause she's late. Now she needs grace. A choice to make was her right. Sisters before fought this fight. It's her body, but is it life? And who has the right? Sixty-hour weeks don't see much home. News came by telephone. Daddy, forgive her. Tears run down her face. Now she needs grace. A choice to make was her right. Sisters before have fought this fight. It's her body, but is it life? Who has the right? What is right? What is wrong? Is it life? And for how long? Consequences she'll have to face. Hospital room, her pain is real. Daddy cries, how else should he feel? A baby girl in her arms they play. place. It's Hannah's choice. She named her Grace.
Whoa, that song, that song could not be coming out at a more perfect time, I'll tell you.
It is. I had a good friend of mine that has been in the music business a long time, and he was passing through Amarillo, and I had him stay at the house with me, and we pulled our guitars out, and we started talking about songs that may not be so popular in thought, and I maintain that people understand that we're talking about life here, and popular sometimes is not the most people, it's the loudest people. But he said, how do you write a song like that? And he was asking me, you know, who's been in the business very short period of time relative to him. And I think he was just trying to get an idea, because he knows that my worldview is much different than his. And I said, well, I got a song that I haven't written yet, and I'm going to write it one day. But I'm going to write it in such a way that it asks a question, it doesn't tell anybody anything. And that's what I do. I ask a question, is it live? And then... But do it in such a way that no matter what your politics or no matter what your worldview is, you're going to listen to that song, and hopefully it'll affect you. And I wrote this song. This was a song I had in mind, but I had no idea how I was going to write it. I wrote this song, and I sent it to him, and he said, you nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Good. Anyway, it's 100% true.
You know, you get in... A couple of your songs we've listened to have been kind of touching on social issues. Littlefield, Texas, mm-hmm. Hannah's Choice. Then you got Where I'm From. Talk a little bit about Where I'm From, because this is one of my favorite Joel White songs.
Along about 1984-1985, I was managing a ranch out west of Channing, pretty close to the New Mexico state line. Anyway, my cousin who lived at that time in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was about to get married. And even though we live, I don't know, 2,000 miles away from each other, we're very close. There's a connection between me and him. And he was getting married, and he said, I want you to come up and be in my wedding. So my wife and my little infant daughter got on Southwest Airlines, and we flew to New Jersey. Now, these New Jersey Americans, they have an idea of what Texas is like. And it's not anything like Texas is like, but, you know, in retrospect, I figured out that the only thing they know about Texas is what the television program Dallas told them to know, which is absolutely completely wrong. I'm just an old country boy, never been to exotic places like Illinois. Found myself on a plane headed out of state. Well, now I don't know, and I can't say why, I just never really liked to fly. Flying to New Jersey was my fate. When we got off the plane that day, some Jersey boys came up to say, wanted to hear about Texas all of their lives. Now they wanted to hear about our land, and they wanted to hear about our women, but they didn't want me to talk to their wives. Does it hurt your fist when you punch a cow at 100 miles an hour, really loud and barbecue? Is it all you ever fed? Are all the breasts in Dallas fake? Can you finish a 72-ounce steak? The boy sat back to hear what I said. Y'all see our stars at night,
Texas sky, it's a beautiful sight. Not to mention our sunsets in the west. And no doubt, we've got the most beautiful women in our Shiner Bock beer. Well, boys, that's living. No debate, Texas life, well, it's the best. Our music just gives me chills. From Guy Clark to old Bob Wills. Nothing's finer than our enchiladas and our steaks. Now, freedom's what you want to feel. Well, just take to the highway in your automobile. Let me tell you nothing about Dallas, women's fake. But does it hurt your fist when you punch a cow? Is 100 miles an hour really a loud barbecue? Is it all you ever fed? Are all the breasts in Dallas fake? Can you finish 72-ounce steak? The boy stepped back to hear what I said. This is what I said. And generally, I have a bass player here, and he walks. He ain't here tonight. Now, folks back home that drive pickup trucks, owning an all, well, well, that's just good luck. All the cowboys wear boots and spurs. And we just love our Friday night lights. And you take a man's hat, well, that's a cause for a fight. And tumbleweeds, well, they're just big grass burrs. There's a bar in every little town. Folks are happy, they don't wear a frown. We don't miss church, less to hunt or to fish. And we're real proud of our Texas draw, and I'm pretty sure God don't talk like y'all. Yes, living in Texas, that's a country's wish. So no, it don't hurt your fist when you punch a cow. It's 100 miles an hour, it's truly allowed. And barbecue, well, it's all we're ever fed until the age of three. Most of the breast in Dallas are fake, and I can finish a 72-ounce steak. The boy sat back. That's what I said.
That addressed a lot of social issues right there. Oh, yeah. That's,
well, I'll tell you one thing. If you haven't been to New Jersey, it's a whole different world up there.
It's a whole different world.
They ask very intelligent questions like, in Texas, are your streets paved? Yeah. Or is it like Dodge City?
Are there always tumbleweeds blowing down the road? You know what's going on?
Well, that's kind of true in this half of panhandle.
It depends. But you know, most of the songs that I write are kind of serious, and they're pretty much downers. Once in a while, you just got to go, let's do something silly.
Let it all hang.
And that's what we did.
Yeah,
I did something silly.
Now, you and Randy ever collaborate or?
You know, we've talked about it, and I've pitched him ideas, but I ain't getting no bites. So
he's a pretty hard sell.
Huh? At one of these days,
we'll write a song.
It's just got to be the right idea. And Randy is a completely different songwriter as far as his methodology goes.
Right.
Randy probably writes 10 songs to every one song that I write. Randy is a professional songwriter. Me, I'm a casual songwriter for the most part. I mean, I don't take it casually. But I have to be inspired by something. I have to have a line that just rolls off the tongue. I have to have a story that's really important for me to tell. I have to have a piece of music in my head. I have to have something that inspires me. Sometimes I'll hear a song and go, I could have wrote that song. I couldn't have, but I say that. And then I write a song that's probably not related to that, but that song was the spark that made me write this other song. So I don't write a lot of songs. Randy and I do it much differently. But I know at one point I'm going to be blessed by a co-write with Randy.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure. We will.
That's good. Yeah. So the program's Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with me is my partner in crime, Buck Weatherby. Buck, we get to have a lot of fun doing these. And
oh, man.
It's always amazing to me the turns they take and the stuff we uncover when we do these things.
Yeah, we're having a great time with these two guys.
We are. You know, Buck and I went to Oklahoma City recently and saw a couple of blues bands up there. And this is kind of a little rabbit trail, but I thought this was really cool because we went to see a guy named J.D. Simo in Oklahoma City. And so a few days ago, I'm watching the reviews to the new movie Elvis. And guess who did the guitar work?
All the guitar work in there.
Yeah, and I'm sending it to Buck. I'm like, how crazy is that?
And the review said that J.D. Simo nailed the Scotty Moore part.
Absolutely.
I mean, that
tone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we've just, Buck and I have had so much fun chasing music and doing interviews. And, you know, we've been known to turn up in Amarillo every now and then or over at Hinton when they're having a show over there. And so far we hadn't been thrown out of.
No, we hadn't ended up in jail either.
No, I hadn't ended up in jail, no. We almost got in a
close that one time. Yeah, over Hinton.
And we almost got in a flood over. You know, we were. What's Fred Young's brother's name?
We're got old timers over here. Yeah,
we may have to edit this.
Richard
Young.
Yeah.
So Buck called. Buck, he's like, Kentucky Headhunters are coming to Hinton. And he said, I'm going to call them and see if we can get an interview. So he picks up the phone. I'm thinking, whatever. So he dials the number on the off the CD. Guy says, this is Richard Young, lead guitar player for the Kentucky Headhunters. And Buck's like, can we get an interview? And he's like, sure. And he's like, and he said, I'm going to send y'all backstage passes, and y'all come on the bus with us. And
oh, what a time.
It was so hilarious. You know, it's just stuff like that mm-hmm. that, you know, keeps us going. We never know, you know, where everything's going.
We were with them about an hour before the show and an hour after the show.
So we go to the bus, knock on the door, and Richard comes to the door. He said, man, it's a mile up there to take a shower at the hotel.
Yeah.
And Buck's like, well, we'll give you a ride in the truck. Anyway, he turned us down, but it was just so fun.
Yeah.
So, and then we run into characters like you guys who are just as much fun from Amarillo and get to interview y'all. And so music to us, and I know it's common where I'm going with this, I know it's common to you. It's something that kind of makes us get up every day and, you know, keep going. And
music is life, man.
Yeah.
It's life.
And there's nothing more fun than putting together a few lines and having them say
yeah.
exactly what you went to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know one of the highlights of my year last year was when you guys invited me over to listen to Bill Hearn.
Yeah.
Bill's always been an idol of mine, and just to see him still out going,
you know,
and making music.
And it's funny, I got the opportunity to take Bill Hearn all the way from Amarillo to Santa Fe.
Did you?
That was an experience. Now, let me tell you, I
you didn't let him
I heard some stories. I heard some stories. He's an interesting guy. You wouldn't think he gets around so good, but he gets around pretty good.
It was a lot of fun. Anyway, music is a thing that keeps us going and helps us kind of get through because, you know, life can kind of wear you down every now and then.
Like you guys have fun, you know, with what you do. Gary and I have a lot of fun doing this.
We're going to run out of time, but we probably got – let's do one more live, and we'll do one off the CD, and then we'll give you the Department of Shameless Plugs here in just a minute. What do you want to do for us?
My wife made me promise that I'd do this song.
Okay.
We call it the Back Porch Song, but it's No Place I'd Rather Be. Cool of the evening, sun's going down,
Air is silent, still is the sound. Softly you sigh, without a care. Last light of day shines gold in your hair. Dogs in the grass moan as they roll. Time to let go of the day's heavy toll. Sacred peace granted under shaded porch. Fire-like sky burns red as a torch. No place in this old world that I'd rather be. Me with you, and you with me. Home with you, I gain my sanity. No place I'd rather be. Stars in the sky brightly shine down on you and I. Your head on my shoulder as you gently sleep. Your warm breath brushes my cheek. Day's dark thoughts break your rest, but all is well laid back down on my chest. Yield the night slumber till the new day breaks. When life's battles our sanctuary takes. No place in this old world that I'd rather be. Me with you, and you with me. Home with you, I gain my sanity. No place I'd rather be.
Certainly understand why your wife likes that song and wanted you to sing it. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So did you write that on the back porch there?
I wrote that on the back porch.
I've been out on that porch.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
I had the view.
If they'll go to the website, they can see pictures of that back porch.
All right.
Let's do one off the CD, Joe. I want to.
You know what?
I love the instrumental parts on these things. So
let's do. This is an interesting song. Let's do Janie's Going Out Tonight.
Okay.
And a little backstory is the musicians on this were recorded in Scotland.
Wow.
Okay. And it's cool stuff.
All right. We're going to listen to Janie's Going Out Tonight. Then we're going to come back and wrap this thing up.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the lights, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
Boy she loved ain't coming home. Found another, now she's alone. Broke her heart, but she won't cry. She'll find a lover, it's do or die.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the lights, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
set out of black shoes, heels so high, washed her red dress, hung out to dry, fixed her yellow hair, ribbons and bows, painted her face, put on a show.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the light, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
She'll cut a rug with me and you, dance all night if she takes off her shoes. Feeling so free, she feels so light, Janie's getting right tonight.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the light, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
It's late, I hold her tight, stars shine down on us tonight. Is it love? Is it fate? Janie, I just can't wait.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the lights, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
Come on, boys, it's Friday night. Come on, boys, I'm feeling right. Come on, boys, turn out the lights, 'cause Janie's going out tonight.
I'm taking Janie home tonight.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with us, we're wrapping up another really good one. Man, we want to thank you guys for coming over. Joel White, he's got a new CD out, Where I'm From. Did we finally figure that out, Buck?
Well, he finally told us.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I didn't figure it out. It says a lot about us, but
we looked this cover to cover. We never did figure out where you were from. Yeah. So anyway, you got to
listen to the song.
Okay, you got to listen to the song. Get the CD to figure out where he's from.
And, somewhere between happy and a 72-ounce steak.
There you go. Hey, so this is the segment of the program. Now, I hope you've been doing your homework and studying up for this. This is called the Department of Shameless Plugs. So you got 3 minutes to talk about whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be music. It can be music. It can be whatever you want to plug here.
Well, first thing, I want to talk about my wife for just a minute, because she supported me in all my crazy endeavors over my lifetime, which I usually change careers about every 3 to 5 years. Usually closer to 3 than 5. and you know, this kind of thing has come out of the blue for her, but she's 100% behind it. And you know, I can write songs like the No Place I'd Rather Be, and that helps. It helps a lot. But anyway, my wife is a great support to me and my kids, and you know, my musician friends. I've got some really special friends that play with me, and they've taught me a lot. Randy's taught me so much, and that continues to teach me. You know, I don't do a lot of live shows in and around the area, 4 or 5 maybe a year. I try not to overexpose myself in one particular area. Don't do a lot of restaurants, things like that. I travel a lot. If anybody's interested in a home concert, I love to do home concerts. I guarantee you those are the funnest things, and they're intimate, and people just really, really enjoy those. If you want the album, it'll be streaming very soon on different formats, but you can also go to my website, Joel A. White Music. com.
Is that right?
It is.
We're checking you out.
Anyway, go to my website. Please go to my website. If you like what you've heard, you'll have an opportunity to buy that album. I've got another EP that you can buy. If you'd like that EP, it's of cover songs. But I'm particularly proud of this album. If you do nothing else, leave me your email address so I can keep you up with what I'm doing. I do a lot of stuff in South Texas, and I hope that we branch out all over. But
hey, Byron Williamson played on this.
Byron Williamson,
awesome,
did play on this. I reserved a couple of bass spots, and he did background. Byron's one of our special friends.
He's known Byron a long time. He's a cool guy.
Go to the website, buy that album.
Hey, man, we want to thank you guys for coming. Randy, hope everything works out good with your new CD, and I hope you get to play all over the world and pursue your dreams. And Joel, same to you as well. I hope everything goes well. And Buck. You know,
we had a great time, guys.
I speak for Randy, too. We have, too. This is always a lot of fun.
I'm going to pin you down now. If we ask you, are you coming back?
Absolutely yes. Yeah.
All right, you get your paycheck now. All right, well, thanks for listening.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.